Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warning. Some viewers may find the following content distressing. Viewer discretion is advised. No animals were harmed in the making of this segment.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the Second Date Update on Y100.
Hey, good morning, Luther. Let's get this show on the road. Let's get started.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. Like, I've been listening to you guys for a while now, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
Okay. Well, you emailed us about Susan. I'm assuming things are not going well, right?
Yeah, no, they're not. I think she's avoiding me.
What makes you say that?
I mean, okay, because she is avoiding me. Like, all right, look, I used to see her at the gym all the time, okay. Right? And then she just kind of shifted her schedule. I mean, like, explain that, right? Mm. Plus, we used to go from kind of being down for whatever to, you know, whenever. I don't know. It feels like there's always something going on. Like, if it's work or something with friends, a family thing.
Right.
Or, like, I mean, I don't know. Take your pick, all right? Like, it's all excuses what they're now. Like, I swear.
Yeah, it sounds like she's trying to dodge you, man. Especially put all that stuff together.
Oh, but from what you said, though, she used to be pretty easy to get a hold of. Is that right, or was she always kind of tricky to figure out?
Oh, no, man, look, things were going great. Like I said, we'd see each other pretty regularly, just kind of, like, you know, bumping around, grocery store, shopping, you know, all that. But, you know, we went on a couple dates, and I really felt like things were clicking, you know, until she came over to the house. Uh-oh. That's when all this started. It was right after she came over to the house for the first time.
Okay, so, like, what degree of seeing the house are we discussing here? Did she swing by and pick you up to go somewhere, or was this, like, she came over to the house? You know what I mean? You see where I'm going with this?
Oh. Dude, like, oh. All right, it's the second one.
Yes.
Y'all, right. She stayed over.
Got
right.
it.
Right,
Got
right.
It.
And after that, she's been a lot less accessible suddenly. Is that it?
Stop making it like that.
Right, sorry.
I mean, exactly. Like, I mean, so I know where something went wrong.
Right.
But I'm not really sure what went wrong. You know, I mean, does that make sense to you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, like, I know anything could have blown me up here, right? Maybe it was me, my personality.
Aww.
You know, maybe she thinks I live like a slob. I mean, she could have a problem with my mattress or my bathroom. Like, I just didn't know. Maybe she thought I wasn't all that, you know, impressive or something.
Oh, dude, like, yeah, let's not go there, man. Like you said, it could be anything under the sun.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people on here really freaked out by the way that someone else is living.
Yes.
You know, so there's no reason to just go directly to this idea that you gave a subpar performance. Unless you know.
Yeah, something we don't.
You're not sharing something, maybe something that tipped you off.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm not saying that at all, guys. Okay. Slow down here.
I'm not saying you did. Just give me the opportunity to reflect because, like, obvious. Look, dude, something stopped clicking. Okay, so I guess the bottom line is for you that this is still a great thing.
Or could be a great
thing. Yeah, you're still into it, and you're ready to hear what the problem is and hopefully get past it, right?
Yeah, man. Like, I don't know why she wouldn't just bring it up with me. You know, it's like, I guess that's what's had me weirded out enough to, you know, email you guys, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking, like, how bad is this that she's not even going to bring it up with me at all?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I mean, I'm nervous, but, you know, I'm bracing myself, you know? And I'd be lying if I said I'm not kind of worried about what she's going to say.
Dude, I can tell you're nervous. Hey, you really seem on edge.
For what it's worth, we are always worried about what they're going to say
every
on this.
Day.
Welcome to the club, my friend.
Yes, but let's figure this out for you, okay?
I'm not alone.
No, for real. We're going to get Susan on the phone. We're going to see what she has for us. That's coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the Second Date Update on Y100.
So Luther took Susan out on a date. things went well.
God.
It ended up back at his house, but maybe that's where they went awry.
Have you heard someone in this segment that sounds more terrified than
no,
that man? Like, seriously, he sounds like he's bracing for impact.
He said he was worried about what she was going to say, which, to be real,
aren't we
I think
all?
Everybody... Yeah. Is in that same boat, right?
Same, man. Same.
We know we always feel that way when we make this call.
Yeah.
But I think we've got her on the line. Hey, is this Susan?
Yeah. Who is this?
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How you doing?
I'm just waking up, and what's going on?
Okay. Just hang with us for a second, Susan. We're calling you for something cool. We have a free date night package. We give it away on the show, and you pick anything, everything that you'd want to do. We just swoop in at the end and take care of the bill.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds really great, actually. What do you, what happens next?
You know what? It is amazing. And you would just have to agree to letting us pick who you go on the date with. Is that going to be a problem?
No one is that desperate.
Hang on. I forgot a key part.
Not a blind date.
Yeah. You've been out with them before, like a few times too, if memory serves me. You're at least familiar with them. We know that. We're talking about Luther.
Uh huh. That figures. Okay. He entered me for this, huh?
He did.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Would you go back out with Luther, like if we paid for absolutely everything?
Maybe.
Hey, maybe is better than what we were hoping for. So what's the holdup?
You know, whatever. I'm just going to come out and say it. It was the worst sleep I've ever gotten in my entire life.
Why? Okay. Just because we kept you on plate, that was all your idea. I never tried that before.
Oh, boy.
Wait. Luther? Why are you... What is going on?
He's on the phone. He was concerned that you had some crazy secret reason that you didn't want to see him anymore.
And he's obviously a little nervous, so bear with him.
It's not... Oh, God, this is so awkward. Okay, look. It's not... I guess it's not a huge deal, but...
Uh-oh.
My sleep is really important to me, and I can't sleep there. I can't sleep there.
Okay, what's wrong with sleeping over there? Like, what happened? What's the issue?
This is what happened. I have never seen more pillows on a bed in my entire life. Okay? I know that sounds ridiculous.
It does.
I know it sounds petty, but I'm not talking like decorative pillows. Okay? It's just this guy uses an insane... A pathological amount of pillows.
Okay.
I was floored. Yo, I was almost literally on the floor because there was no room. This guy, like, the Kardashians don't have more pillows.
How many
Martha
pillows?
Stewart.
Yeah. But paint a picture.
Like walking into a Michaels.
I'm getting the idea, but give me a number. Like, how many pillows on this bed? I need to picture it.
I'm talking about, like, 50.
Luther, you have 15 pillows that like you use? Yeah.
Luther, how?
Hold on. Pathological and Martha Stewart and Michael's. All right, look, it's a little excessive, all right? It's really like, I don't know, like it's 7 or 8 that
it's
I use.
Weird.
Wait, the sound. You have 7.
You have 7 or 8 pillows that you use. How many are in the bed?
Look, all right. And I might even have an extra set on the other side, just in case.
So that's 16.
Dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Walk me through this. How does that work, man? Yeah,
how do you use 8 pillows?
Okay. All right. So, I mean, like, I've got 3 or 4 that I use as regular pillows, like, you know, piled up underneath my head. You know, it's
a lot.
It's good support. I also have one I keep between my legs. I need 2. It depends on the night, right? And then I've got a body pillow that, you know, it goes on the other side, and it feels less lonely that way.
Oh,
and
God.
The last pillow, I'll admit, this one's kind of weird,
okay.
All right? But it just... It's just always really soothing to just take the last one and just smush it over my face. Now, I can't explain it, but it's one of the only ways I can go to sleep at night.
My God.
Y'all hear the, you're hearing this, right?
Yes. Yes.
You're
yes.
hearing this.
Yes.
This is weird, okay? He's trying to suffocate himself in his sleep. He has more pillows than a woman in her third trimester, okay?
Look, it's not that weird to need pillows to sleep at night.
Okay.
It's very, look, I'm sorry, man. I just feel there's no reason to use more than two pillows. Three, maximum. You have three pillows under your neck.
Yeah.
How do you not have scoliosis?
All right, you know what? So maybe I'm a little weird, right? You know, but I really...
You're weird. It's weird.
Oh, okay, he's weird.
Yeah.
I've liked everything that we've done and the conversations that we've had, and you know, I really want to, you know, make this work. So, I don't know, maybe I can sleep over at your place.
There we go.
Just bring a couple with me.
No! You
know? Bring them with you.
Bring pillows with no. you?
Yeah.
No. No, I forbid you to bring pillows to my house. It's not happening. I'll give you two pillows, okay? And you will just have to adapt to the circumstances.
I mean, I feel like I'm doing negotiations here, but I just want to be clear. Like, you're not going to, Luther, you're not bringing eight pillows over to this poor girl's house. Like, the other, and then you got.
They didn't say eight. Well, then, maybe four?
All right. Look.
Why don't you just clear out the eight from the other side?
Yeah,
like, there
exactly.
are some compromises here, people.
Yes, there are.
I mean, I guess I could. I've never really thought about it. I just always kind of got used to him being there.
All right.
So, Susan, what are we thinking? Could you deal with this again?
Okay. I'm willing to try that.
Hey.
But
all
I right. guarantee nothing. Okay, no guy sleeps with that many. I've never seen a human sleep with that many pillows. Okay? And I've never seen anything like this. And I just...
Oh, my God.
My dad was in the Marines, okay? He'd sleep on the floor. He'd sleep on concrete.
Okay.
Anything over two pillows, I just feel like it's kind of soft, okay?
I'm sorry.
Pillow thing. You sleep like
anything
a psychopath.
Over two means I'm
Don't
soft?
Don't get hung up on that, Luther.
Don't get hung up on that. Take the win. Take the win. Hang on the line, guys. We will get you set up. Thank y'all so much.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.